The Northwest wildfires are now putting some power transmission lines at risk. There are 8 fires burning in the North Cascades National Park. One of those fires has forced Seattle City Light to shut down hydropower generation at 3 dams on the Skagit River. KUOW's Ashley Ahern reports for EarthFix.
The Goodell fire burned right under the transmission lines that follow Highway 20 and bring power from the Skagit dams to customers in Seattle and beyond. But Seattle City Light didn't decide to shut down its dams because of the fire itself. It was actually the smoke that raised alarms first. It was thick enough to transmit electricity. Here's Scott Thompson with Seattle City Light.
You would have an arc of electricity that you could, you know, see bright flashes and sparks coming off of the line as the electricity is trying to get to ground, and it's trying to find a faster path to ground than going down the metal wire.
The smoke was providing that path. And Thompson says the fire went on to damage 6 towers along the transmission line that will need to be repaired before electricity can flow again. It's costing Seattle City Light $100,000 per day.
The impact to the utility is more financial. This is reducing our capacity to generate electricity that we sell, either to our own customers or to other utilities.
In July, Seattle City Light was buying more power from the grid than it was selling. This past winter, the utility was out $30 million in lost revenue because it was so warm that people weren't using as much electricity for heating. Right now, the dams are mainly being fed by melting glaciers because the snow is long gone, and that's meant less hydropower generation. Thompson says it's too early to do the numbers, but climate change is costing this utility, and ratepayers may see surcharges in the future. Fires elsewhere in the region have led to 5 outages for the Bonneville Power Administration, though none along transmission corridors as large as the one that comes out of the Skagit hydropower facilities. The fires there continue to burn, and Seattle City Light isn't sure when they'll be able to get crews in to do the repairs or get electricity flowing again. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.